You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, February 7th, 11 a.m. Fern Ridge Wildlife Area, Long Tom Nature Trail. The Kalapuya divided the year into 12 lunar months. Their name for February can best be translated as Out of Provisions Month. By late winter, foods that had been preserved from summer and fall were beginning to run out or spoil. The urge to remain indoors by a warm fire was superseded by hunger, forcing hunters to spend more time pursuing game animals. Most food plants were either dormant or absent by February and would not be available again for many weeks. Ironically, the leafless winter dormancy of most forest plants allows more light onto the understory than during the summer months when the sky is cloudless and the sun is high. Ferns, lichens, and mosses take full advantage of the surplus sunlight and abundant moisture, displaying a luxuriance that is antithetical to the seemingly lifeless, hibernating trees and shrubs whose branches they have appropriated. A small flock of gunmetal blue and orange varied thrushes searches for food in the tangle. Bright yellow-green licorice fern fronds cascade from the elevated crotches of gnarly, leafless maples. The underside of their lobed, divided leaves have rows of spore-bearing structures called sori. Each is golden and ripe with countless tiny spores, ready to be ejected randomly into the air with a mathematical certainty that a few will land on fertile terrain. The first people discovered that chewing on the thickened stems of these ferns rendered a sweet licorice flavor, providing an important medicine for colds and sore throats. Today, the Long Tom moves through its narrow channel at a lazy pace, flowing 8 feet below its sandy banks. Only a few weeks ago, floodwaters from melting snow and warm rains left thick, elevated beds of canary grass matted against the ground in the direction of the current. This path, while isolated and little used today, has an ancient history. What is now the Territorial Highway was used by the first people as the main north-south route to and from the Willamette Valley. In the early 19th century, Euro-American trappers passed through here, naming the path the Hudson's Bay Company Pack Trail, and later the Oregon-California Pack Trail. The west side of the Willamette River was preferred over the east side because Coast Range streams were smaller and therefore easier to cross than the streams originating in the Cascades. The trail is surrounded by a dense forest of maple, grand and Douglas fir, ash, ponderosa pine, willow, and alder. Muscular 2-inch thick poison oak vines strangle some of the older trees in an effort to access the unrestricted light of the canopy. The trail is a muddy soup of decayed fallen leaves. Only the lobed leaves of white oaks have resisted decay and retained their shape through the winter due to an abundance of bitter tannins. Scorched bark provides evidence of past fires. A giant valley ponderosa pine and a few huge oaks and maples are obviously quite old. It is amazing to think that they were here when the first anonymous trappers were exploring the area nearly 200 years ago. In a few short years, these French, British, and American trappers created a beaver desert in the Willamette Valley in order to supply wealthy customers on the East Coast and in Europe with material for luxurious beaver hats. Beaver is a keystone species, meaning that their damming of streams created extensive marshy areas that supported many different types of plants and animals. Their absence immediately changed the character of the valley. Beaver have obviously returned to the Long Tom. Their tooth marks remain on dozens of freshly cut 3-inch stems emerging from the sandy soil where saplings once grew. I peer through a foot-wide grassy hole in the bank. This is a portal to a well-used slide where these nocturnal rodents have dragged their woody treasures to a well-hidden den just below the trail. A bird lover's Valentine walk will be held at Mount Pisgah Arboretum on Saturday, February 14th from 8 to 10 a.m. A frosty February morning is the perfect time to see and hear sparrows and other winter residents of the Arboretum. Bring your binoculars for this fun walk for birders of all levels, led by entertaining longtime bird guide Davey Wendt. Meet at the Arboretum Visitor Center, rain or shine. There's a limit of 20 participants. RSVP by calling 747-1504. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.